When your child's going through a treatment of any type like that, you just want them to have good days and you want them to be able to be themselves, because the medicines they're taking just zap their bodies and take that away. But it's necessary to get through, you know, the illness that they have, and just to see Kennedy, and we to reflect on the pictures and the conversations, and little things would happen where I was interacting with Chip and I'd be like, oh yeah, this happened, Amanda. And she'd be like, oh yeah, when I was talking to, you know, their assistant Hannah or Joanna about this. So for weeks we were going back and forth, and it's still neat just to see, walk in the room and you hear that familiar voice, and it just brings back great memories of that, those few days.
Welcome to The World of Wishes, the podcast that brings you inspiring stories of hope, strength, and the incredible impact of Make-A-Wish in Southern Florida. I'm your host, Richard Kelly, and today we have a very special guest joining us, Wish Dad Andy Cunningham. Andy's daughter Kennedy had a dream come true when she met Joanna Gaines on the set of Magnolia Table. While battling leukemia, Kennedy's wish brought back the joy, love, and energy the cancer and treatment had taken away. Andy shares the profound impact of Kennedy's experience, the kindness of Joanna, her husband Chip, and the Magnolia team, and how a single wish can bring hope and a renewed spirit in the toughest times. Get ready for a heartwarming conversation in this episode, A Wish for Kennedy, Love, Strength, and Magnolia Dreams. It's great to have you, Andy, on World of Wishes. Welcome.
Thank you.
So your daughter, Kennedy, let's talk about her, an adorable child, but she's had some medical challenges in her life, and you know, that's part of her story and it's part of her journey. So tell us a little bit about who Kennedy is and then kind of what she's gone through.
Yeah, Kennedy's, she's quite the little young lady. She's now 7 years old, just got a great sense of humor, loving heart, very compassionate for others, and just a fun kid to be around. And when she was five, we were on a family vacation and she started getting fevers, and that we were gone for the 4th of July and they persisted for over 5 days. And I remember one of those days, my wife looked at me and she said, gosh, I'm a little concerned. Kennedy's fevers are still persisting and her energy levels were low. And, you know, we just chalked it up to not getting much rest. And so we ended up getting back home, and a couple of days later, the fevers were still happening. And the culmination was they peaked at 104.7 temperature on a Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And we immediately took her into the hospital, and they admitted her to the ER, ran some blood tests. And by 9 o'clock, she was checked in to the blood disorder wing of All Children's Hospital here in St. Petersburg. And then a few days later, continued to run tests because they didn't really know what was wrong. And it was on July 13th, she was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
How scary was that?
Very. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I remember looking at Kennedy in the hospital, just thinking to myself, why?
Yeah.
Helpless. Mm-hmm. You know, as a parent, you feel like you can do anything for your kids to protect them, and you want to do that. But in this scenario, there was really nothing we could do except be the best advocate for her and just love and comfort and, you know, try to make the best of a terrible situation. But yeah, it was tough. Mm-hmm. But Kennedy's a resilient girl.
Yeah. What was treatment like?
Treatment was early on. The transformation of her body based off of the steroids she was taking and the chemotherapy that she was taking was really shocking. You went from this healthy looking girl, and 30 days later, one that was starting to lose hair, and they called it moon face. She put on about 15 pounds. And at the time she had only weighed, you know, 40 pounds or so. Mm-hmm. So to see that rapid weight gain was a little bit, you know, took some getting used to. And, you know, when we would take her out, people would, friends of hers, they hadn't seen her in a couple months. They were a little, you know, surprised at that. But, you know, it was, she was in bed most of that 6 week period. She had a little bit of energy here and there. It was a lot of TV shows. Her pastime during that was to get up and help me make a meal, help cook. Cause that's all she really had energy for.
Right. What was that, that like for your family? And she has an older brother, and you know, you guys are a busy family with a lot of different interests. And how did that change or shift the family dynamic?
Well, you go into that fight or flight mode. So you have to do everything to protect Kennedy and to make sure she's as healthy as she can be. But then you also have a very active 7-year-old at the time that is into sports and still going to school. And so you have to have that kind of balance. And my wife and I have a great relationship. She's an amazing woman and always puts the family first. And we tried to, it was our new normal, I guess is the best way to put it. And we tried to make it as normal as possible and, you know, make sure our son got the attention that he needed because Kennedy was getting all the attention from everybody. And so we would, you know, ask friends if they came over or grandparents or whatever, do your best to show Landon as much attention as you are Kennedy. Right. And everybody did a great job and, you know, just provide that loving environment for both of them and, you know, make sure our son's as happy as can be while, you know, Kennedy's going through what she's going through.
That family dynamic is very important. And you guys have, you know, did the hard work to make sure that, you know, that remained intact. And you mentioned that Kennedy watched a lot of TV in the hospital. And I know that formed her, ultimately what she decided for her wish. What was that? What was it like to be in the room when Kennedy's deciding her wish? Was what she ultimately decided on the first thing, or were there other options there?
We had a couple different options, but yes, when you're in the hospital, Kennedy was there 14 days and a lot of TV. We get home and she just wanted chicken noodle soup and to lay in bed. So she's like, can I hang out in mommy and daddy's room? So we put her in there, turned on the TV, and I thought she was going to say, Daddy, turn on Bluey or, you know, one of the cartoon shows. And the TV popped up, and it was on Magnolia Network. And that's the Chip and Joanna Gaines family. They're very well known for their show Fixer Upper. But the show that was on that afternoon was Magnolia Table. And it's Joanna Gaines' cooking show. And it, little did we know at that time, during that 6 weeks of bed rest, if you will, that was the show that was on repeat. Whether she would wake up in the middle of the night and not be able to sleep and wanted to watch a show, it was, can you turn on the cooking show for me? In the morning, in the afternoon, it was on 24/7, to the point that we ended up buying the cookbook that she had, her Magnolia Table cookbook. Got one for my parents because my dad is very much into cooking. And we would pick recipes each day. And Kennedy and I and Amanda and our son would start cooking a recipe. And then her outings would be to go to my parents' house, who live very close to us. And she would help cook with my dad. And my dad would pick recipes out of it as well. And so they were... we just did a lot of cooking.
Yeah. How fun. Was it cooking, baking? Was it mostly baking or was it a little bit of everything?
Yeah. So the cooking was up to me. I'm a terrible baker. My wife is, wife's a much better baker and my dad is too. So I left up the baking to Amanda and my dad and Kennedy and I would do all the meal stuff.
Okay. And so then her wish granters come and you're introduced to Make-A-Wish and then they say, you know, Kennedy, you can have anything in the world. You can go anywhere. You can meet anybody, you know, anything that in this world that you want. It's up to your imagination. And she picks Magnolia Table.
Well, Joanna Gaines. That was actually, no disrespect to the Gaineses, that was actually her second pick. The first one was she wanted a unicorn for the backyard. But we let her know we don't think the HOA will approve of that.
So pick number two.
Yeah, pick number two is the Gaineses. And, you know, That was tough for Amanda and I because we really wanted this to be Kennedy's wish.
Right.
And we knew that was her wish, but we were a little nervous that maybe the Gaineses didn't think it would be a five-year-old's wish mm-hmm. to go cook
right.
with them.
Right.
And so we were hopeful and prayerful that they would, you know, accept and you know, the team at Make-A-Wish, they work magic and mm-hmm. they got it done.
Yeah. Okay. So put me in the place of, you know, the wish is coming, you know, the wish is happening, you're flying to Texas. And what was the night before you left like for a five-year-old ready to go on her wish and you know, meet this person that she's only seen through the television?
Yeah, it was like Christmas Eve. Yeah. The kids were excited. Landon was excited, I think, just as much as Kennedy was. So on Christmas Eve, we let the kids sleep in our bedroom.
Okay.
So we did that.
Okay.
And then from the parents' perspective, Amanda and I's, we were anxious. Mm-hmm. You just want everything to go well. Kennedy's yeah. still in treatment during this time. She's still taking her daily chemos, all her other medicines, her nausea, all that. So you're just hopeful that she's healthy. So when you're traveling, Kennedy had a port, and if she gets a fever, she has to go to a hospital. So we had to figure out logistically, okay, where are we staying? Where are the hospitals, just in case?
Sure.
But so excitement from the kids' perspective, excitement, mm-hmm. a little bit of anxiety from the parents' perspective, but the limo pulled up that morning, and it was just, from that point on, it was full-on excitement.
Yeah. So you get on the Big Bird, you go to Texas, you get out of the... You get out of the limo and you pull up to their ranch. Is that so, that compound or whatever it is?
Yeah. So we actually, they're based out of Waco, Texas.
Okay.
And we got to the hotel that we were staying at, and we had a rental car, and we just wanted to drive around Magnolia, their area, the Silos is what it's called, and just gotcha. Kind of check it out. And Baylor University's there. So, okay. We're big college fans. My wife and I went to Florida State. Mm-hmm. And so anytime we go to a town that has a college town, we like to just walk around the campus. So we were able to kind of take in the full experience of what Waco had to offer and walked around a little bit. Went to her Magnolia Table restaurant okay. a couple times because that's where Kennedy wanted to eat, and,
yeah.
and Landon really loved the hamburgers that they had there. So
okay.
we spent a lot of, I think, two or three meals at that restaurant. But yeah, we walked around, just kind of got familiar with the town and everything. And then the next day was the big day.
Yeah, yeah. What was the big day like?
Big day was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Limo picked us up at the hotel. We went to their headquarters, which is downtown Waco. And you walk in and it's kind of like an old train station. And you come in and you see the railroad tracks that were kind of through it. They have this big barista bar there.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was so nice, so kind, so welcoming. We met Chip and Joanna's assistant and got kind of a tour of the facilities. They took us around and showed us where they do their staging for their magazines. We saw the Christmas items that they were going to start promoting. We got to see their test kitchens. We ended up speaking with just a couple of their workers. Kennedy wanders off. We get her back, and then they said, okay, Joanna's ready for you guys. Let's go into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. But I want to get to that part of it because that part of it was really cool, and we've seen a lot of the pictures and such. But as you're walking through there, you mentioned that the day before you leave, you have a lot of anxiety about, is Kennedy going to get a fever? Do we have to go to the hospital? Was that all kind of just washed away as you're walking through this thing? Like, is the anxiety just kind of, you just forget about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really was, because Kennedy didn't have many big smiles up to that point.
Yeah.
You know, as she was going through treatment, we were counting on, or we were hoping for good days, and then it turned into hoping for a couple good days of her feeling well. But she was feeling the best she could. She had the biggest smile on her face. She was just full of energy, and it was amazing.
Yeah. So Joanna comes into the room, and then, you know, that's when the wish is really on. And tell us about that and then what they did together.
Yeah, that was amazing. So Joanna comes in, and Amanda and I just kind of step back and let them
yeah.
have their time together. Our son Landon was there. The Make-A-Wish coordinator from Southern Texas was there, and their assistant. So mm-hmm. it was a small, intimate group.
Right.
And Kennedy was just kind of feeling Joanna out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Joanna was so friendly. She has a young son that's Kennedy's age, so, you know, and some other kids as well. So she was amazing with kids, but it was really funny. Kennedy looks at her, and one of the first things she says to her, she goes, "Miss Joanna, can you ask Mr. Chip to come down here?"
Of course.
And we all look at each other and mm-hmm. we're like, "What?"
Yeah.
And Joanna goes, "I don't know if he's in yet." She's like, "Oh no, he is. When mommy and daddy were talking to the basketball player, I walked away and I saw him and said hi to him."
So she's running the campus.
She was wandering all over the place, just being Kennedy, outgoing, friendly, like saying hi to everybody. So she said, "Yeah, let's call him down." Maybe 10 minutes later, Chip came down and spent the whole wish.
Yeah.
And it was just, I just can't say enough nice things about the two mm-hmm. of them. Chip took a liking to Landon. Him and Landon talked a lot.
Yeah.
He was asking Amanda and I about Kennedy's journey and what she's going through. And that whole time, Kennedy is just having that one-on-one time with Joanna, and they were making birthday sprinkle cookies.
Yeah.
And so she got to really do that. But then the funniest part was Kennedy would ask Joanna, "When you were making your whatever recipe, do you have that spatula here? Can I see that spatula?"
Right.
So from our perspective at that point, I think Joanna really got to know that this truly was Kennedy's wish. This wasn't something that was pushed on her. And it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
They cooked. Then they were building a new break room for their employees, and it had a golf simulator in there mm-hmm. and a pickleball court and ping pong. So Landon went in and was able to hit golf balls, and then Joanna played ping pong with Kennedy, and it was just, you know, an unbelievable morning.
Yeah, and Chip being Chip, and it just all that goofiness and all of that stuff, because he's like the goofy to her, you know, her sweet personality.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you hope when you meet famous people, they come through authentic like and kind of what they're portraying on TV.
Yep.
And there was not a hint at all that it was an act. They are truly authentic, caring, loving. You could see their banter back and forth that you see on the television show. And just in their interactions, you can tell they enjoy being around each other and mm-hmm. have built a great, great thing.
So when the wish is concluded and you leave, what were all these conversations like? You know, you just left this dream of a lifetime, and especially for your daughter who's, you know, in the middle of, you know, a not great time in her life.
Yeah.
You know, what's that like when you leave and all that excitement is still there?
It was unbelievable. So there was another little bonus at the end. Chip and Joanna asked Kennedy if she wanted to go see the grist mill,
which is
actually where they film her cooking show.
Right.
So we were able to go out there and check that out. And it was awesome because Kennedy came back and all she wanted to do was cook, but then she wanted to use the same tools that mm-hmm. Joanna used. So we have a cutting board like that. We got the spatulas and all that stuff, and they were so generous. They were, you know, gifting some of that stuff to Kennedy throughout. So now anytime we do cooking at the house, she immediately goes to her Miss Joanna cooking utensils and all that. But I mean, Kennedy has been, she ended treatment September 19th of last year. And we still reminisce about it. We still talk about it. Anytime she's on TV, she's like, "There's my friend, Miss Joanna. There's Mr. Chip." And we just keep going back to those memories. And it's truly telling that even the impact it's had on her today as a healthy, soon-to-be 9-year-old, or soon to be 8-year-old, excuse me, how much of an impact that has had on her, because she still talks about, she still wants to cook the recipes that she Miss Joanna does.
Mm-hmm. Was there any point during that entire process, whether you were with Chip or Joanna or not, that you just were able to take a step back and say, this is a different Kennedy. This is not the sick Kennedy. This is what I remember Kennedy used to be like. Was there any moment in time there?
100%. Yeah. Just to see her being a little kid and see the smile on her face and the fun that she was having and the interaction she was having. She had that burst of energy for those few hours that day to be able to do that. And, you know, on car rides between places, she'd take a little nap and just be up and running. And we ended up spending the rest of the afternoon over at their silos, and they have a wiffle ball field and different shops and stuff like that. So we were able to spend the afternoon there with the kids, and Kennedy's energy levels were high. And, you know, as soon as she got home, of course she crashed.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's probably you guys too, or probably the whole family just crashed. was there a point either, you know, when you're winding down the wish, or maybe when you're home and you and Amanda had, some time alone, and that you just got to reflect, and was that an emotional time for you as her as Kennedy's parents?
It was. We just kept going back. When your child's going through a treatment of any type like that, you just want them to have good days, and you want them to be able to be themselves, because the medicines they're taking just zap their bodies and take that away. But it's necessary to get through, you know, the illness that they have, and just to see Kennedy, and we to reflect on the pictures and the conversations, and little things would happen where I was interacting with Chip, and I'd be like, oh yeah, this happened, Amanda, and she'd be like, oh yeah, when I was talking to, you know, their assistant Hannah or Joanna about this. So we for weeks we were going back and forth, and it's still neat just to see. Walk in the room and you hear that familiar voice, and it just brings back great memories of that, those few days.
Yeah. And it's important enough to you all that you are giving back to us. You're a member of our Tampa Bay Advisory Board. Now you've attended, at least three of our biggest events, here. Mm-hmm. Why is that important to you to not only to give back, because you're philanthropic people generally, but why is that? Why is it important for you to give back to Make-A-Wish? Why is it important for you to represent Wish families that way?
Yeah, just to... I have so many emotions thinking about Make-A-Wish organization. Prior to Kennedy getting her illness, I would see the ESPN stuff when they would do their wish stories with kids and athletes. And of course, it always grabs you. You never think it's going to happen to you. But then you go through that scenario and you see the result that Kennedy had, where it was those couple days where she was just that little kid, and the smile that she had on her face, and the memories that we have as a family, because that was the only trip during treatment that we could take with her. It had been it was almost a year. Yeah, it was 11 months to when she got diagnosed that we went on the trip, and we didn't go anywhere as a family. We couldn't because of the treatment she was going through. So for us to give back, it just seems like the natural thing to do. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to help provide for other families. We want to let them have that few moments of joy and see smiles on their faces. And if we can help raise a little bit of money to make that happen, we know it'll be impactful for the families and the child.
What do you think you remember about Kennedy, not just Kennedy's wish, but that period of time in your life and her life and your family's life? What do you think you remember about that 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
The morning that we left, limo pulled up. Kids had never been in a limo. They thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. But then there was no stone unturned. Make-A-Wish handed us an envelope and said, give this to the flight attendants on the airplane. And we gave it to the flight attendants. They brought all the cookies for the kids and the drinks that they wanted. And then the pilots let them sit up in the front of the plane. And I just remember from start to finish how happy both kids were and how nice it was to just have that family time where you're thinking about being a family and not thinking about the treatment or the illness that Kennedy has and what she was going through at that moment. And I have no doubt 10 years from now, when we reflect and we open the cookbook and read the notes, because we always, my dad always writes notes in his cookbook. So I've taken on that, kind of that tradition, and we'll look back and say, gosh, Kennedy, we made this, these cookies for a golf tournament that, you know, you gave out, or we made this meal when so-and-so came over. And I just know we're going to go back with nothing but fond memories.
Yeah. How's she doing now?
She's great.
Yeah.
She's great. She, September 19th, she had her final chemo. She had a little bit of an issue, where they thought she may have had a relapse in December and spent some time in the hospital, but she got the all clear from the bone marrow biopsy that said she doesn't have any leukemia in her blood. And that was good. It was scary for us, but it was good for her. We didn't realize how much of a weight she was carrying around. And then Kennedy got to read that report, and she is full of energy. We're trying to keep up with her now. She is that little kid. She's doing gymnastics 3 days a week, playing flag football with her schoolmates on Saturday mornings, and scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, I've seen some of that footage, and that's pretty neat to see her. You know, football's bigger than she is, and she's running around the end, and she's out racing everybody. It's really neat to see.
Yeah,
you know, you've been through it, and I've only heard you tell the stories about how sick she was. And, you know, and treat how brutal treatment it was and all of that. And now to see this kid, you know, that's just, she's just a rocket on the football field.
She's having fun with it. Her big brother loves to play flag football.
Yeah.
So she spent a lot of times at the fields watching him over the years. And now she's saying to him, let's put a flag on and go play flag football in the front yard and all of that. So it's fun seeing her do what she wants. During treatment, she couldn't do much of anything, not only for energy levels, but just, you know, the safety of her with having her poured in and all that. But now she's full go. She got her ears pierced, which was a big hurdle because she was scared of needles with all the treatment.
Okay.
So her grandparents took her to get her ears pierced a few weeks ago. Her hair's grown back. She's doing braids and ponytails.
Nice.
And yeah, she's doing great.
Yeah. We're happy to hear that and happy to have played a part in, you know, that emotional and spiritual and the healing process that a wish can have. And that's what we've heard from doctors and have told us that, and published studies have told us that wishes heal, that wishes are part of the healing an important part of the healing process. So we're glad that has happened with Kennedy. We're glad to see you guys are doing so well, and thank you for, you know, for giving back to us and being such a great friend, not just a personal friend, which we've become, but a great friend to Make-A-Wish. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for appearing on this podcast today. And best of luck to all, your entire family, and looking forward to working with you guys as advocates for us for many years to come.
No, I appreciate it. And we just, man, and I just can't say thank you enough to the whole Wish team, everybody behind the scenes, whether it's the Tampa folks, the Florida folks, the Texas folks. I mean, we know so much goes into it, and we're so grateful for everybody that plays a part in not only Kennedy's wishes, but everybody's wish. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Andy. Thanks to Andy, and thank you for listening to this special episode of World of Wishes produced by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida. To learn more about how you can help make wishes come true for kids like Kennedy, visit us at wish.org/SFLA. We also ask for your help in supporting this podcast by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And tell some friends. You can also listen to our archive shows at worldofwishespodcast.org.